We are live.
Kind of.
Getting there. Welcome to New Dad Gaming, a show about fatherhood, gaming, and new dads figuring out their gaming lives. My name is Trevor, and I have a 2-year-old and a 4-year-old.
And I'm Jeff. I have a 9-year-old and a 6-year-old.
Yeah, continuing the saga of us trying so hard to record this podcast.
That's right.
Would be my kids just... This is the worst regression possible with them going to sleep at night. And even like beyond, tale as old as time, whatever. Here's a question. Mm-hmm. Did your kids like,
okay,
were there points when your kids hated you growing up?
this is interesting. Okay.
Because it's like, I understand the liking, kind of going through a phase of liking mom more.
Yeah.
Game on. Like, I understand that totally. But it's gotten so bad. It's just like I can't put them to bed anymore. They won't let me.
Oh.
Like they both want mom, but mom can't do both. And they're still, we got to figure out a plan to have it not be so involved to get them to sleep. Because it's kind of like books and rocking and then getting them down. And even the 4-year-old is having us kind of lie with him for a bit to get to sleep. Fairly seamless. But the problem is he can't do both. And at the same time, because I'm rejected... Nobody wants to deal with dad.
Oh, no.
Like, shouldn't you wait to be a teenager to hate me? Like, what is this like?
That's right. Yeah. At least give some time. You know, honeymoon period or something.
And it kind of hurts, too, because reading them books was one of my favorite things. Like, I love reading them books.
Yeah.
Like, it's a blast. Like, they do voices and, like, they ask questions and, like, you ask them questions and they laugh. That was, like... these great moments, and I lost that. Now I don't get that because they hate me.
I can offer you that here if you want to come over. We're in the middle of Harry Potter, so I'm reading all those books, which is a chore because they get bigger and bigger as you go down the line.
But they're pretty good.
So if you want to come over,
they're pretty good books. Though you don't like them, I thought they were like fairly. No, just, I read the first one. No, I thought it was pretty good.
Did you read it out loud? Because that is the problem. Okay. A lot of these words are like, or sentences even, are just, they're not meant to be read aloud. And then if they're talking back and forth to each other, you have to do the funny voices. Otherwise, it doesn't make sense. Like, you're just doing the same monotone thing. So, anyway, come on over. Yeah, and see. You can get your reading time in.
And then
see Uncle Trevor.
And the Wigglepuff did dig a puff. And he hiffily huffed off to the magic castle.
Yeah.
Urgendorf once, like, slippity slopped.
Oh, yeah. And I get proven wrong, too, because we'll go through the book. The deal is we read the one book and then we watch the movie. So in the movie, if they pronounce something incorrectly, or not the movie does, or I do, then it's just daggers at me. Just like,
that's not how you... Dad.
You look up all the phonetic spellings of stuff. I don't know. Do my homework.
His name's Harry Potter, not Hapo. You just keep trying to reduce.
Tired of saying.
You're just trying to reduce characters, make it go faster.
That's a good idea.
I don't know, Dad. There's like a lot of things that happened in this movie that didn't happen in the book. You're like, we might have skipped a few chapters, but
I think we missed a whole bit. You know, when they're riding around on the brooms. I don't know what you're talking about, son.
But did your kids have a mom-only phase that you kind of resented?
If anything, it was a dad only face.
Dad of the year over here. Okay. Okay.
No,
I get it.
I don't know what it is, because I did the book thing, and that was it. They want to tuck in for me, but I just go in, hug, kiss, I'm out. Bye, see you later. So we didn't do any of the routine stuff, or we broke it pretty early, so maybe they're just used to that, and you have to baby step it away. You're like, no hug tonight.
Well, it's two-factor, because one is going to be the that breakage, where it's very much like, okay, and now you're in bed, turn off the light, let them be. But right now I just can't.
That's be with hard. Them, man.
They just don't care, and it hurts, breaks my heart. Just like, come on, like, I want to do this part. This is great.
Yeah, hard for mom, too, where she has to, on to the next one. Oh, God.
Well, to have them both pulling and both not really going to bed well on her, like, that's not fair. Like, that's exhausting.
Yeah, that's a lot.
Oh, so.
You'll get through it. There's something.
We'll see. So the strategy for how I might address this, I might pick up from my new hobby, which is playing chess, which is the only game yeah. I've got any time into anymore.
Nice.
This is a weird one. I kind of backed into it. We got a voice assistant in the house. Actually, okay. I ended up getting two by some weird series of steps. So we have like an Alexa and we have a Google Assistant. So it's just a privacy wonk's nightmare in my house.
Like, right. Yeah, yeah.
Don't speak. You never know. But I liked them well enough. And then I'd seen incorrectly, funnily enough, there was this, what I thought was a demo of somebody playing chess against the Alexa. And they actually had like a physical board to show the pieces.
Oh, okay.
And somehow that just struck me. It's like, that seems like learning chess is always one of those kind of idle. It'd be kind of interesting. It'd be cool to know how to play chess well. And it's one of those games where if you know it, it just feels like there'd be some application into your job or life. Like you think strategically, you're expanding your mind, keeping it sharp. All those good things. As we age, Jeff, it's time to keep our time to keep the old mind sharp. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Okay. I follow you.
So it just became this thing. So then for our Secret Santa, we do my family for Christmas.
Oh, I think I lost him. Well, it looks like chess is
taking us over.
Taking out Trevor.
Can you hear me?
Whoop, there you are.
Okay. Yeah, that was a big drop. Okay.
Alexa, stop it.
They're just bad mouthing about it. Oh, there I go again. This is often. What if that's me or you?
Well, I don't know.
I'll power through.
Do it.
The live take will be. This will be fun to edit out, but that's okay. Just some connectivity issues. So we'll keep soldiering on, see if it works out. But we. So I'd seen a video of somebody playing chess against this assistant, and I thought that'd be a cool merge of digital and physical world where you'd actually be able to kind of move your pieces around, and ended up asking for that as kind of like my Secret Santa gift, got like a chess set, and the rest is kind of history. Now, unfortunately, that doesn't actually seem to be the case. You can't play these digital assistants chess, unfortunately.
Oh.
Yeah, there seems to be kind of an app, but I don't think it really has mass appeal, or I wasn't able to find it and get it installed. So,
that kind of sucks. I thought you were like literally there with a chessboard and say, you know, knight to whatever, c5.
Well, that was gonna be the intent. Like, they would say, you know, it would say the move, and I would just do for the on their behalf, I would do it, and then I would physically do it on my move and then tell it what I did. And that way, you kind of get to see the physical board and get like the joy of actually moving the pieces. Not to be. So.
Oh, that's interesting.
But that's fine. All suffice to say, the only game I've been playing recently has been chess. And I'm so awful at it. Much like every game I touch. So there's chess.com and you sign up. And
oh my God, okay.
Yeah, no. So
all right. You're into it. All right, yeah.
So there's a website. Chess.com. It's on every platform, so it's on my phone. And you can actually even do just like what the thing that I really like is you can do like 3 minute games, 5 minute games. Oh. So the game,
it just beats you in 3 minutes, just like done.
What happens is like you each have 3 minutes to do your turn. And I've lost on time a number of times. So you can't think too much. You just have to kind of like get going.
Yeah.
But it's perfect for like tiny dad moments. It's just like bip, 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 bip. Now the problem is like they start you with like, I think it's like 700 points.
Okay.
And the idea is like it's a national ranking, and I think there's actually tournaments you can only enter if you have so many points. And if you win a game, I think you get like 40 points. If you lose, you lose 70 points, something like that.
Okay.
You know what I mean? Right. So they don't want you just to win once and like kind of coast. Like you have to win consecutively a lot. So top pros you see on YouTube, it's like 2,000, 3,000, whatever. Start with 700, haven't won anything. So it's just been like, just my numbers dwindling. Like I'm curious when I get to zero, do they just kick me out? Am I officially the worst?
They send somebody to your door, you just hear knocking, and they just take your chessboard away.
It's like, sir, please stop.
Sorry. Like, please just don't.
Please don't.
Chess.ca.
Don't do this anymore. Yeah. Chess.org. So kicking in that. So
interesting.
That's my video games these days. I'll tell you.
That's amazing.
The last funny story is it's one of those things where you kind of kick yourself where through your, I don't know if this happens to you, but you think back to your history when there was kind of opportunities to pick up things at garage sale, Value Village, friends of a friend's house that were just selling it. And it was like dirt cheap and it was like nothing. So I remember seeing electronic chessboards, like where you could play against a computer in a, on a physical one. Those are expensive now, man.
Like they are.
Like $100 and up. It's crazy.
Whoa, yeah. No, thanks. Yeah,
so I contacted this one person. There's this, selling it online. It's like $30. It's a Tiger. If you remember, I don't know if it's this, I think it might be the same brand as those garbage handhelds from our youth.
Oh, okay. Tiger, the company. Yeah, yes.
Except
yes.
It's a physical board. So it's like, it's a big calculator looking thing. And you have these tiny slots and all the pieces. And it has like a case, so you can just carry it around. But but it's a digital chess, and then you can play against a computer. So that's what I'm gunning for. I'll be like, I'll be playing this little thing like this all over the place. It would be so cool.
Wow, yeah, man!
I know
that. I would never would have thought. I should have saved my chessboard. I had like this marble one that I could have. I don't know. I think I threw it out. It was a long time ago.
Well, I got the physical one. I think if anything else, I just had to find a site that I know like. Apparently, chess.com has like a blind mode where it will. So I think it'll speak the move. So, but I'm sure there's some way to get it done. But
you're going down to level zero and then it's checkers. Sorry, you're on to checkers.
I'd probably lose that too. I'm just so bad at games. I should be on this podcast.
Oh, let's be real.
But
we're looking for guests.
Yeah. Yeah, calling all dads. So as soon as Trevor reaches zero on chess.com, he will be booted from the podcast.
That's right.
So we'll see.
Sorry.
Anyways, that's my gaming these days. Like besides the tiniest sessions of Wayward Sword. I had a question for you actually.
Okay.
That prompts me, this is unscripted. We hadn't mentioned it before the show, but I saw a rumor about Switch Pro. That seemed fairly plausible.
Legitimate, right? Yeah. It's been a while, right?
It kind of makes sense. Would that be something, like, would you consider, given the amount of joy you get out of the Switch, would you consider an upgrade to it, or you're kind of good where you're at? Depends.
I'd have to see what it kind of offers, because the beauty with Mario games and Nintendo games is that all that stuff is kind of worked out, unless I want to go for something like a third party where it's like The Witcher, or something that's graphically intense. But all the Mario stuff and Zelda stuff, unless they do something totally different, has a certain style and aesthetic to it that kind of works with what I got. But that being said, there have been, I think, what was it? That computer company came up with their own kind of Nintendo Switch. I forget who did it. Alienware or somebody.
Alienware.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, that's what that it was is. Cool and it just looked like a massive... Like it's like a computer, right? And people were worried about, you know, the fan noise and the heat. But if they could make a Switch Pro that could pull that off in the form factor that it is, that would be kind of interesting. Don't know about price, but we'll see about that.
Yeah,
but I could see them doing it.
It's kind of in the ballpark. And for someone like me who's on the fence about it, like I think I will pick up a Switch, but I kind of need to get to a point where there's just more time for games to possibly make it reasonable. I considered a Switch Lite, honestly, just because give like the amount of times I've actually put onto the TV. But what bothered me about that is ultimately the cool factor. Like the coolest part about the Switch was like you have this awesome mobile console and then you attach it to your TV, then you take it off and you take off the controllers and you have it on the TV for a mobile session with someone. Like, you know, to lose that part really seems to lose a lot of the appeal right?
Yeah, it's the appeal and also the I've had the drift issue, so I'm gonna send back one of my Joy-Cons, and if they're attached to the console, then your whole console is going back
right
with the drift stuff. But yeah, see what the Pro does. I don't know, jumping from nothing to the Pro, I could see totally. For me, I'm not sure what it's gonna pull off, but it would be neat to have a second one.
There you go.
To play with against my kids. And that's what I'm even thinking with the PlayStation 5 for this year. I'm like, if it's backwards compatible, I can maybe play my kids against PS4 games, which would be kind of cool. Because they're kind of at the age now where I can run and gun with them almost. That's so close.
Does PS4... Sorry, can you do like LAN? Or would it still be over PSN?
I think it would have to be over PSN, so I'm not sure how that... I guess I could just release the restrictions off my kids' account, because I think they have access to... my online, I have to look it up. See, this is where it gets complicated, because it better not be like a whole new subscription for this user to get online. I know Nintendo does a family account, I don't know. This is a mess. This is what dads need to go through again. They're like, what's the homework? All right, get out the Excel spreadsheet. Let's go down.
Which setting do I need? Oh, no.
Oh, no.
That's seven menus deep, damn it.
This will get out your little calculator. Oh, no. A hard year.
Does your... do you maintain your... I know Switch has a... You can control the Switch parental settings through the mobile app, can't you?
Yes. Yeah.
That's pretty nice. But that's not the same for PlayStation.
No, but you could see who's online through their app. You can't control the settings of it. So I can go on the computer and change it. So I could just open up a browser on my phone, I suppose, and change it. I just don't know when it kind of updates itself. And the restrictions are kind of broad. Like, they can only play these type of games, right? Like, so rated M or whatever. So you kind of have those restrictions. I can't remember if you can put time restrictions on it. Nintendo's great with that stuff, so I've used that quite a bit. Kind of kicks them off. It literally like shuts it to sleep. Like if you want it to, you don't have to. It just rings a bell.
Or you can just be so asleep. God, can you imagine like the anger? You as a gaming kid, and all of a sudden like, your parents in the other room just hit a button and your system turns off. I know.
And growing up with games like where games we couldn't save. I know I would feel their pain. So if somebody said, you know, turn off right now and they're online fighting in Fortnite or whatever, I'm going to be like, all right, finish the match now and then get off.
Well, like as we discussed with like Fortnite though, the problem is that match is either going to go 2 minutes long, which feels like a ripoff for them, or like 2 hours because they're building. Well, I suppose that's with a world map, it never goes 2 hours, but you know what I mean? Like it's, if you could push a limit, that'd be a great incentive for the kid to get good, because it just means they're gonna get the longest extended, because you're in the know.
Right? Yeah, I know. Push that bedtime as far as I can make it.
Oh man.
Yeah. So you know, it's good. It's good for that. So.
So a game that would be restricted to your kids, because I don't think it's rated E for everyone, would be, would be Monster Hunter World, and the reason for bringing it up is that. You have somehow found dad time to play this massive multiplayer online game. Like, tell me the experience. Like, it looked like such a cool game when it came out, and now there's a big expansion.
Yeah, so I had downloaded the demo a long time ago and wasn't really feeling it. Like, the combat is kind of, it takes some getting used to. And it was just a time demo, and I'm like, eh, I don't have the time right now. Then it came up on sale in the holiday, the holiday sales. For really cheap. And I look back into it, I'm like, ah, let's try it.
Wow.
So I dropped some other games I was playing. I'm not playing, I think it was Divinity and some other games, Wreckfest or something. I'm like, I'll sink my time into this. And boy.
And boy howdy.
I'll tell you. It is so much fun. It is... So, I will just preface this by saying, I know it's not rated E for everyone, but my kids watch me play. And it's great having kind of like monster cheerleaders behind you saying, yeah, go get them. And you need a potion. And there's a flower over there you need for your crafting and stuff. So I play with my kids. And this world that they've created, I think it's Capcom, insane. It's like going into Jurassic Park. And it's not just like one monster on screen. It's a ton. And they all eat each other. So like they're all fighting their own fights, and I'm in the middle of these giant beasts that are all crazy creative and colorful. So it's such an experience, and with my kids yelling me on, and you know we're fighting something, and I'm on level like 6 where you can get up to hundreds. It's quite an experience, and everyone kind of gets involved. And I haven't really played, you kind of, the way it works is you connect to a server, but you don't really need to see anyone if you don't want to. Until you're fighting, let's say, a beast on a level, and all of a sudden you need help, which is exhilarating, because you have this option to send up a flare, which alerts other players on the server to come and help, which is nuts. Like, it's such a cool feeling just to, like, run away, hide in a corner, and then just fire a flare up, knowing that this level 200 guy is going to hopefully come in and save your life.
Now, does he, have you gone to save anybody?
Not yet, because I suck.
Okay.
So if I got called in, they'd be like, what are you doing?
Why are you here? I need you to leave. I need somebody good to come back.
Yeah, and the way it kind of works is that it gives you all the weapons at the start, so you kind of like pick what fits your style. So from like heavy to like crossbows and stuff. And I haven't got my which one is my best one, because I all kind of suck at all of them. But to upgrade everything and get your armor sets, and you have your little cat buddy that follows you around, you can upgrade him, and how this all works together is just a crazy cool game. And then there's that expansion that came out, which I didn't get right off the bat, but it's called Iceborne. I think it just launched for PC, and it's all snow worlds, kind of like Horizon Zero Dawn ish kind of. And then it's got the Witcher crossover, so there's Witcher in here just for giggles.
Oh my goodness. So like,
it's that I didn't know. This insane game.
No, is like the Witcher in it, or it's just like monsters from the Witcher?
It's a little bit of both. So Geralt is actually in there as a model. He's got his sword and a couple of magic spells, and he's fighting a couple of the monsters from the Witcher games as a crossover.
That's a riot. So, man, the game looks gorgeous. My goodness.
It's so much fun. We're watching the character select screen. I spent so much time in there just customizing my guy. What is he going to look like? The armor set he's going
to
wear.
You'd have to.
And the kids and I laugh at each battle. You have to go to the canteen to pick out a meal to boost your stats. Mm-hmm. And these cats make you the meal, and they are hilarious. And we laugh every time with these cats doing this funky dance to cook your food. And then you eat it like crazy, and then you're off to your battle. It's such a well-built game. And I've never played a Monster Hunter game. I've always heard about them. Never dove in. I'm so glad I did, because I kind of want to master this. This is my bread and butter right now.
Oh, that's amazing. Now, I
totally
kind of
recommend.
I had heard it referred to. Let's see. Let's see if we get a cooking scene. Let's check this out.
The canteen cats. It's so funny. Oh, you have this cat that's just buttering and.
Man, it's going to make you hungry. My goodness.
Stewing. Oh, my God.
The fidelity in the food scenes we're seeing. Yeah. It's fairly bold. Yeah. My goodness.
Yeah, and that's just one of them. There's multiple. It goes on. It's so much fun.
It's just.
I love it. I love it.
So many cats kicking through. That's a riot.
Yeah, it's just cute and gnarly at the same time. Like the beasts are, they can be crazy looking, furious, colorful. And then you have these cute little cats.
I kind of heard that the. I heard some refer to it as I like that. There's one cat in the background of this scene. He's just nodding approvingly. Has two smaller guys on the front.
I love it. Oh, it's so much fun.
That's a riot. But I mean, so I heard it referred to as a somewhat dad friendly or time constrained friendly MMO, in that it wouldn't necessarily need constant everyday 20-hour grinding. Would you attest to that?
Yeah. Every day you could log in and get a bonus for logging in. They give you that. But absolutely, it's like a pick up and play. There's battles that are short enough that you can kind of do 15-minute little missions and expeditions if you just want to go out and free roam. Mm-hmm. Then the larger battles, like the more story-driven monsters, probably will take you about a 45-minute thing. You can't kind of save in between there. So you do need a block of time for the bigger quests, but otherwise you can kind of go at your own pace for anything else to grind if you want to, or just have fun. I just kind of wander around the world, eat some steak and go out into the wilderness, because there's lots to explore, and you can get all these crafting materials to get your gear up and meet people. I've met a few, and I am not an online guy, so it's kind of cool to have these other people to do your in-game emotes and stuff back and forth as well.
So now would you say you actually have a clan, but you have some people in game you'd replay with, or more that every time you log on you're not so concerned about actually hooking up with other players to do a quest?
Yeah, I'm not completely concerned. It kind of depends on what server you're attached to, and it doesn't really matter to me. I'm going in there to have fun, but you can send your own player cards to people that you kind of favorite. Mm. So if they are online, it'll kind of notify you and can match make you to those people. So I have a couple of those people because they've saved my butts and they gave me a message. Anytime you need help, they come in and they allow you to fight a little bit without just overpowering the monster, which is great to see. You know, they're trying to teach you. So okay, hold on. So even the community.
So they'll hold back. So they said they'll. Yes. So they came and helped you, and they were about to kill the monster, but they kind of held back a bit to let you get in on it.
Yeah, you like learn the moveset, right? Because otherwise, you're not going to learn anything. If you don't do, you won't learn. So it's kind of like teaching your kids. So it's
just like teaching a kid.
It's fun. I totally recommend it, and it was super cheap. It was like $19 or something. So totally recommend. And that's a game that I didn't think I'd be totally into.
Yeah,
especially with the demo that released a while back. So
man, I could see. I don't suppose it's for the Switch too, is it?
See, now there were rumors flying around, even with a Switch Pro on the horizon, there could be a lot of stuff ported, including a Batman trilogy as well. There's been rumors that's out. So if it was on Switch, it would be perfect. I would love that.
I'm just thinking that's a perfect title for it. I know Monster Hunter has been on like DS before, so it's not like it's unprecedented.
Who knows?
This could be a weird world though, if like there's games that are ported to Switch but only Switch Pro. You know, that'd be a bit janky, I think.
It's kind of like the PS4 Pro, and they couldn't segregate their market or splinter their market. They had to be working on the base PS4 as well, right? So I'm not sure how Nintendo's gonna pull this off.
I think they'd have to call a new console, because I don't think you'd be able to do that. Like, you on the Switch, we have Batman and Monster Hunter World, and I'm trying to think of like other really big high fidelity one, but whatever. And except only for
Cyberpunk. I mentioned Cyberpunk on there.
Cyberpunk,
Final Fantasy Remake,
but not Switch. Only Switch Pro.
On the Switch Pro. You could make a new console and just port all those games over, and people, I don't think, would be mad about it. No, I don't know.
Switch has been out for enough. Like, you could see like a console upcycle. It makes sense.
Yeah.
It'd be the Switch Plus.
And you'll jump in, and we'll make a dad group, and we'll go online gaming. That's what's going to happen.
Yeah, because it's just the Switch that's holding me back from playing games. Man, I'm getting like 3 to 5 minutes of chess a day. Don't you taunt me with this Monsters and Worlds.
You could jump in for 3 minutes. Three minutes, ride a dinosaur, and then get out.
My dinosaur ride a day. One could dream.
That's right.
But I think with that, we'll wrap it up for the week. Thank you so much for listening, everybody. This has been New Dad Gaming. If you'd like to find us, you can find us at our website, newdadgaming.com, or on Instagram or Facebook or Twitter at New Dad Gaming. I would love to hear from any dads who want to join Jeff on a monster hunt.
Yay!
For show questions, ideas, or anything else you might have on your mind. It'd be great to hear from you. If you'd like to subscribe to the podcast, you can find us on iTunes, Google Play, Spotify, and any of the major podcasting networks. And would really appreciate a like, a subscription, a rating, and a share along to any monster hunting dads out there, or even chess. So if a gaming dad wants to show me some chess moves, I am in sore need of it. But until next time, my name is Trevor, and I have a 2-year-old and a 4-year-old.
And I'm Jeff. I'm monster hunting. Come meet me up. 9-year-old and a 6-year-old. Cheer me on. You'll hear them.
See you next week.
See you later.